You're listening to the Rhythm of the Campus, Tax FM 107.2.
So I don't know if you've heard about the African Genius Awards, but we have someone really special on the line. This is basically the top guy of the entire University of Pretoria. We have Prof. Tawana Kupe on the line. Prof, how are you?
I'm fine, and how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Can you hear me properly? Because we were having a problem with the line a little earlier.
Yeah, no, this is fine. This is perfect.
First question, it's a bit of a playful question. What does the Vice Chancellor of one of the best universities in South Africa have for lunch on a random Wednesday afternoon?
Yeah, no, I normally have a healthy wrap from Atlas. So salad and also a side salad because I'm a healthy conscious eater.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. You're definitely better than me because I am not. So you were the first black vice chancellor of the University of Pretoria. What does that mean to you?
No, that's not correct. You know, the previous vice chancellor was a black woman. I can say I'm the first African vice chancellor.
She was a... Really?
She. Remember, Prof. Cheryl Gilare was a colored woman.
Really?
Why do people keep saying really?
I'm so shocked because I've seen her before and I didn't know that was her ethnicity, but it's news to me. So you were the first African.
Yes, yeah.
So what does that mean to you?
No, I mean, it means quite a lot, given the history of South Africa and given we are an African continent, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
So, and the large majority of the people here in South Africa are African and on the continent. So, one would assume that, you know, an African would have been a vice chancellor a while ago. Mm. So, it's not about me necessarily, it's symbolic for the rest of the people that are African, if you like. But it also means the university is transforming, so... From previously having only white male vice chancellors, then a colored woman, then an African man, I think it's some degree of progress. Now we're waiting for the African woman to succeed me.
Those are very big shoes to fill, let me tell you. So the African Genius Awards are going to be taking place on the 25th of May at UP's Future African Campus and Institute. I have two questions. First of all, what are the African Genius Awards? Secondly, where exactly is UP's Future Africa Campus? Because I've heard of Groenkloof, I've heard of Prinsenhof, but never the Future Africa Campus.
No, that is a standard. You don't know where Future Africa is. You must come to the office, I'll take you. It's on the Hillcrest campus. Do you know the Hillcrest campus? Where
on Hillcrest, yes, the sports campus.
Have you seen those cows there on that campus?
Oh, yes.
If you drive past those cows, you get to the Future Africa campus. It's a beautiful building. And also it is raised, which fits in 350 people, a conference center, a catering or dining hall of its own, and the research commons.
See, this university is so big that it's so hard to know every single campus.
So, I forgive you because we have seven campuses, including people forget we have a campus in Joburg, which is called Gibbs. It's our business school.
I recently heard of that, and I kept arguing with people that campus does not exist. You're lying. And then I recently found out that we have a Gibbs campus in Joburg.
We do. Yeah, we have. And it's the leading business school on the continent. American CEO magazine ranked it last week as number 12 in the world.
Like I said, in terms of universities, in terms of the university that you're vice chancellor of, you're top. So what exactly are the African Genius Awards?
Yeah, so the African Genius Awards is an attempt to recognize individuals who have achieved a lot and made a contribution to Africa's standing or solved a problem or made a signal contribution. That contribution could be in any domain of life. It could be a musician, could be an actor, could be an academic, could be a community leader, it could be, you know, an economist, or it could be that go-go there, sit down, who assists other people in the community with challenges that they face. So if you like, an African who actually has demonstrable exceptional ability in any recognizable field of endeavor, and they don't have to be a person with a degree or an academic. Mm. So it's not about academic recognition. It's about you making impact in society and solving those problems that might otherwise afflict the potential of your fellow citizens.
So the awards are called the African Genius Awards. I want to know, what does the word genius mean to you?
No, because, you know, it's also about, like, countering stereotypes of Africans. Mm. Remember, when you see media, especially in so-called international media, and even sometimes local media, they always talk about Africans as if they are walking disasters, basically. Mm,
definitely.
Nothing good. All of them are corrupt and they should go to the Zondo Commission. There are Africans that actually are geniuses in terms of the knowledge, and it's not just academic knowledge and that, how they apply. So it's also the award seeks to counter a narrative that does not associate Africa with being a genius, simply. So Einstein is a genius, but he's white and European. There's no African like that. We're saying no. Geniuses exist all over the world, and they are African geniuses. So it's a bold statement against, you know, Afro-pessimism Afro-optimism, hope and recognition for those of us who are making a major contribution to the world.
So you were speaking about leadership and having good African leaders. What characteristics do you think make a good leader?
No, I think empathy for your fellow citizens. In other words, you see somebody in a situation which is challenging, difficult, sad, and even life-destroying. Your empathy for them moves you to make sure that you change those circumstances. You don't steal the money that is supposed to actually assist them. So a person who, like, also is sensitivity to the situation of others and to the needs of others, not just their own. And through their own ethic of responsibility, ethic of help and support, are able to actually not just assist that person, actually also empower them to be able to assist themselves. And so so a leader, if you like, is a person who moves away from being so focused, narcissistic, focused on themselves and their own needs, selfish, into somebody who is more altruistic, more giving, has a generosity of spirit, wants to see fellow human beings thrive.
So there are people who are nominated. I see the likes of Steve Biko are nominated in the African Genius Awards. What criteria was used to choose the nominees?
Yeah, the key criteria is actually around what was your impact in trying to resolve the issues that afflict your fellow human beings. So in Steve Biko's case, he was fighting. He was one of the leaders fighting against a stultifying, murderous, dangerous system that rendered Africans less than human and black people less than human. So it's things like that. So other nominees, I think you saw them, would be Thobile Mkhize, you know, a 35-year-old entrepreneur from Durban. He's actually founder of Maboto brand of fashion products. We often don't think we have such people in our shows. Chimamanda, the Nigerian born writer, Ngozi Adichie.
Yes.
A brilliant author.
Amazing.
Whose books are translated into many languages across the world. So they enjoy the African story, African creativity. And as she herself says, you know, narratives actually matter and stories are very important and are powerful.
So we're about to wrap it up. I just want to know, a lot of people look up to you. Which black or African leaders do you look up to?
Yes.
I knew this question was going to be hard because you've achieved so much. And I'm just like, okay, tell me one person who you think.
It's safer sometimes to speak with the dead because we have passed on. So obviously people like Robert Sobukwe for me was like a phenomenal individual. He didn't even make it to democracy in 1994. But if you read his story, you'll be surprised at his level of self-sacrifice and what he went through. I can say that these days you don't see much like him, if at all. So all of us have fallen short in that regard. Charlotte Maxeke was another very inspirational individual. Being a woman in those circumstances, you know yourself, it's still very difficult being a woman today. Imagine those days and what she did. She even earned a degree.
Absolutely amazing. So thank you so much, Prof. Kupe, for joining us and speaking about the African Genius Awards, which are going to be held on the 25th of May at UP's Future Africa Campus, which I just found out today actually exists. Thank you so, so much. It's been an
honor.
Thank
you. You're welcome. You must come. Let me show you Future Africa or go yourself to the HPS campus.
I will definitely be there.
Tux FM 107.2, it's about now.